In case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. be a time when a man could say, I love my fellow man for all his ways. But I'm beginning to wonder, I'm beginning to wonder. Somehow, it makes me wonder. Is it too late? I really wonder. To be a time when you could touch a child with love and kindness. Surely you would get a smile. I'm beginning to wonder deep down in my heart, it makes me wonder. Is it too late? I really wonder. Stopping, looking at the world today, everybody is running and laughing and talking about war and dropping bombs and who's the strongest and who's the greatest, and it just makes me tremble. I remember when man all over the earth was so full of love and understanding and patience for one another. The earth was a marvelous place to live, a wonderful place. If you were hungry, you wouldn't have to worry, boy. You could just look right next to you, and you were guaranteed if a brother had a piece of bread or anything, you're so willing to share. But today, everybody is just. Everything is in an uproar. I watched once in the streets of New York. An old man, he must have been, I don't know, 70 years or more. He had to have been in that age. His hair was all white. He fell on the sidewalk, you know, and people gathered around. Everybody wanted to peep and see. And somebody in the crowd shouted, look at the old man, he's drunk. Not one person thought or gave one single thought to maybe the old man was sick. Oh, and sick he was. He lay there, he died a horrible death. Not one man or not one woman would reach to give one single hand. Everybody just stood around. When the ambulance came and pronounced him dead, I heard a lady in the background say, well, that's life. That's life. Yeah. That's life. But what kind of a life? Sometimes I have to ask myself, what day is this? What time is this? Where am I? Where? You know, I wish there was some way that we could pass a box or maybe a hat or anything, just pass it around every year maybe and collect a 16th of ounce of love. A love from every human being on the earth. And at the end of the year, boy, we'd have tons and tons and tons and tons. Just a giveaway, giveaway. I mean, surely we must be tired now. We must be. We've got to be. You know, I watched a politician once stand up, made a speech to thousands of people, and he ended his speech by saying, "This is man's day, this is a peak. This is the highest point man has ever gone to." If that's so, we haven't gone very far. No, no. With all of man's great progress, with all of his great deeds that he puts in his books, how? I mean, we're supposed to be the civilized ones. We're supposed to be the pace setters for the earth. Well, then somebody tell me how, through all of our progress, have we managed to let the little thing that really counts slip aside, to get totally lost in the shuffle? And that's love for our fellow man. When I see things like this, I have to wonder. I have to sit and wonder. Because if this is man's peak, then what have we done? What on earth are we doing? But there used to be a time when a man could say, "I love my fellow man for all his ways." But I'm beginning to wonder, somehow it makes me wonder, is it too late? I really wonder. You know, even our little babies today, even our children, they're suffering so much from the lack of love. I recall, you know, not long ago, I'm a young man, a few years back, if you would see a strange child on the street, if it needed help or something, you could open your arms and the little child would just smile and blush all over the place. But today, stop a strange child today, I dare you, stop one and open your arms. Yeah, he might just spit in your eye. And oh God, if your face look a little strange, you may just run off screaming. Because love has been so lost in a shuffle that even our babies don't recognize it when it comes. They don't know. And yet they're the ones that will have to pick up the burden long after we're gone. And when I stop to think for one second, I have to wonder. I really have to wonder. But there used to be a time you could touch a child with love and kindness. Surely you would get a smile. Oh God. Somehow
somehow it makes me wonder. Is it too late? I really wonder. Is it too late? I wonder. You know deep down in my heart it makes me wonder.
Samson's Mark, Sally 453. Young ship craft of extraterrestrial origin on outskirts of Paris.
Signals out. across galaxies where crystal people dwell. So take a fix on Lighthouse, home into its beam, and light the lasers in your heart.
You're listening to Montreal Sound Arc on CKUT 90.3 FM. Lots of weird stuff on today's show. I've just been going through willy-nilly through a lot of recent acquisitions and things dug up at the archive at Archive Montreal, arcmtl.org, by the way. You want to check out what we've got going on. The Young Ones, a band that played in Montreal in the late 60s, including at the new Penelope Cafe, place that we have been exploring through a research project at the archive all summer long. If any of you out there remember going there, went there, you know, have friends who work there or what have you, remember the era, do look us up at arcmtl.org or email arcmtl at arcmtl.org because we're deep in the middle of exploring this history. Linn County was another band that played there several times. Did dig into some other stuff. This fellow, Adeem, Bangladeshi, Montreal recorded music. I wouldn't even call it. There's something called a Bangladesh raga. That's not really like any sort of raga you would have heard. And quite the cover of Let the Sunshine In there by this fellow, Adeem. Always fun to come across something I'd never seen before from Montreal after all these years. By the way, I think we're celebrating the 9th anniversary of this show at the end of this month. So to finish up, though, a few long tracks. Why not? Something called Subway, French, legendary French prog sort of band, as well as Arcane, also from France, and Tim Blake, Blake's New Jerusalem. Very interesting stuff on keyboards there. Hope you all have a great weekend. All you people out there, do listen in again every Friday, 3 to 5 p.m., Montreal's Sound Arc on CKUT 90.3. Thank you.
Radio.
Radio.
Sound, sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of The Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. Final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Stephen Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator,
and part of the Ill Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
You are listening to From Embers, a weekly show on CFRC 101.9 FM about anarchist and anti-authoritarian ideas and practice. We are broadcasting from the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples on land that has come to be called Kingston, Ontario, Canada, because of the thievery and brutality of the Canadian state and its empire-loving parents. From Embers is about fires, some real and some metaphorical. Fires started generating